Lotuke Payam administrator Arcangelo Loyaka says hundreds of returnees from refugee camps in Uganda arrived in his Payam.
I receive 444 returnees coming back. These are people are scattered. They were at this time, it is raining, and the rain came late, and there's nothing can do, isn't it? Of course, when they enter to the Payam, then they scatter to the various bombers. The various bombers, and some of them enter to the county, and the county, they go to the various places where they have their relatives.
Loyaka says the returnees fled camps in neighboring Uganda due to hunger, adding that he expects the numbers to increase in the coming days.
There's no food, I think there's a shortage of the food in Calabar. That's what makes them decide to come. And also at the same time, the people who have been there and the students who have been there, I think maybe the government of Uganda, they decide to stay. They tell them to stay and they have no money to pay, so congestion they have.
The administrator of Mogiri Payam in Budi County told VOA the number of returnees is increasing daily. Raphael Lokiru warns the returnees could continue to face food shortages due to a poor harvest in the area.
We actually experience a lot of influx. We think there is a problem in the camp, especially in our side of Palabet. So there is a military federation. Some of the boys are coming. We don't know the problem. When we interview them, that they say the hunger and other things. So the ratio and the condition in the camp is not all that
Augustine Okuma, head of the Relief and Rehabilitation Commission in Eastern Equatoria State, says the returnees are arriving in droves, further impacting few services in the area. Okuma adds that the humanitarian situation in the state is dire and people are migrating to other villages in search of water and food.
They are moving because of the impact of climate change. Last year they had flood and this year they have drought. There's nothing completely. People are just depending on wild food and grasses. When you go to the side of Papueta East County, it is also the same. All the seven counties are in their humanitarian need of food assistance.
21-year-old Simon Lodak, who has just returned from Uganda, is urging the state government to provide food and education services.
I have come because of hunger and also because of school fees. I'm now in my grandmother's home in the village. I'm just here. I can ask them to bring for us something that can sustain us and also some money for school fees.
Okuma is calling on the national government and aid agencies to provide urgent food aid for the returnees. Text messages and phone calls to the head of external relations at UNHCR for comments were not answered. For VOA News, I'm Lucy Pony in Nairobi, Kenya.